Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Keith, welcome in, and thanks very much for being there yesterday. A couple of takeaways, and then you tell me anything else that I'm missing. I think they divulged that the people who allegedly were involved in the stabbing came from Atlantic City, Mays Landing, and Pleasantville, and they were duking it out, something to that effect on social media, and for some reason thought, though, let's go to Ocean City and do this.
Yeah, Don, that's correct. This is not unusual, and I can tell you, I go back to my childhood a couple of times when groups of guys that I knew wanted to duke it out. I think I'm past the statute of limitations. We used to go to the Bucks County Mall in Feastonville because it wasn't crowded. So this is something that's going on for a long time. These are people that knew each other. I wouldn't say they were any kind of organized group of people, just a group of people that knew one another. We were pleased that none of them were from Ocean City, obviously. They made 7 arrests. They have not made an arrest yet on the perpetrator, but they're in the process of investigating, and they've been looking at films and doing all the things that they need to do. I feel confident they'll finally catch up with the person, but as you know, a lot of times they have a new no snitch thing, so it takes a little while to question people, look at tape, and kind of zero in on the person that you think it was. So that's kind of where we're at. Now, what I really liked about the press conference was our police chief is new. I couldn't be happier. He's the 4th chief I'm going to serve under, and I think he got the best of the previous 3 chiefs. And I can tell you this. So the night of the incident and the 2 nights after that, he was on the boardwalk every night. You know, not in his dress blues, but in his regular police uniform. So he's very involved in being on the boardwalk. That made me feel very, very, very good.
But Keith, here's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. Here's the thing I want to know, though.
Go.
Given that they're hamstrung by Murphy, and I know they're trying to push back and do something, what can you tell people coming to Ocean City this weekend and down the road, the other short towns by extension? What's going to be new that they're going to do, given how difficult it is for the cops?
Okay, so we have another 24 special class officers, mainly 2s, that can carry guns coming in. And the tactic will be, to swarm these kids. So, and some of these kids have some identifying features of things that they wear that will make it easier for us to do that. It will be all hands on deck. The chief will be up there the majority of the time supervising, making sure that everybody's aware of what they need to do. We're going to use a heavier presence on social media, checking social media. We do that. We're going to step that up. There also will be use of drones as well. So, and all this is stuff that we've done, but this will be done even to a greater extent. I feel very confident that this chief has the manpower. And I asked him specifically afterwards, do you have the manpower? Because we have an excellent relationship with the state police. We'll be more than glad to come over. He said, no, that tactically they're ready to go because they've got more officers coming in for this weekend. So I feel 100% positive that we're going to be able to get through this thing. I think the thing with Murphy is a longer extension of the problem. But, and I'm going to say this every time we speak about it, this will not be isolated to Ocean City. Wherever these kids can go, wherever there's a town square, a mall, mm-hmm. a shopping center, they're going to go to. Okay, they're not just going to keep coming to Ocean City. I mean, we're going to make sure they don't. We're going to make them feel as uncomfortable as we can. We are going to swarm them when we see them in groups. And that generally moves them to another location. So we'll get them out of Ocean City. The problem is it's not over because they're going to go somewhere else, Dom. So that's where Murphy comes in. And the fact that he downplayed it over the weekend, it's not even incompetence at this point. I don't know what the heck he's thinking. You don't downplay this kind of activity. You say, I'm going to stop it. He's allowing it to happen. It's going to happen in other places. This is a problem of him, not necessarily each location. The shore locations, they're going to button up like crazy. But then again, those kids will go somewhere else. It's not going to stop. That's the whole thing, because there's no consequences. If they're smoking a joint and they see a cop walk up, they can put it in their pocket and nothing can be done. They can pour the beer out before the cop gets there. Then they can smart mouth the cop and nothing's going to happen. So from that standpoint, that's the root cause problem. I know people don't want to hear the root cause, but that's the thing that still is going to have to happen. And I talked to Lenny Desiderio afterwards. He's our board chief of the county commissioners, as well as CIO mayor. And they're going to be working hard with the 16 mayors here in Cape May County, along with our assembly people and Senator Testa, to really start to put pressure on this thing. And it's going to have to get it's going to have to be a fight. It's going to have to be a real PR public fight, I think, to get Murphy to recognize what he's done here. And I say this all the time, but whatever group of people he thinks he's helping, I don't think he's helping anybody. Because let's just say that some minorities were unfairly treated under this law. The fact is now they can all get away with it with everybody else getting away with it. That doesn't make sense. Go back and figure out how people were unfairly treated and fix that. Don't create a crime wave. They do this all the time. Every time they go to solve a problem, they make it worse. You have to think now they do it on purpose. They just can't be that dumb. They do it on purpose. I don't know why. How he sleeps at night, I don't know. Because once you tell kids you can do anything you want and there's no consequences, Dom, what do you expect the result to be? They're going to say, oh, that's okay. I'm still going to be nice about it.
And Keith, out of this, the most that I got, my own gut instinct, you're good enough to come on a Memorial Day. It's not even the stabbing and some of that stuff. It's those kids in one of the places you manage, you're at, with the candy, standing there just eating candy in front of you. You know, Keith, it's like homicide in Philadelphia. To get through it, people put it in the back of their mind. But when they see people blatantly saying, I'm just going to come in and steal thousands of dollars of stuff, they go nuts, and rightfully so. I wanted to drive down to Ocean City and say, where's that kid with the candy? I want to see him this weekend. You know, more than even the other stuff that went on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I know, and it's the lack of respect because, so I get him out of the store, you know, I still got some chutzpah in me, so I get him out of the store, and then he stands in the doorway, and I said, well, you can't stand in that doorway because we own another 5 feet out. So then he stands another 5 feet out. And you know what I mean? So then the police chief was there because he pretty much was up the boardwalk because this was past the event, and he said, you need some help? I said, sure. So, you know, there's a lot of presence that will be up there now, and we're just not going to put up with it. And all the merchants know it now. We have to be aware of what's going on around us. We have to be looking. And when we see something, we need to make that call immediately. If we see a big group of kids that we don't feel comfortable about, it's not going to matter what they're doing or not doing at that point. It's what they could do. And we're going to make sure the police know where some of these groups are, and we're going to work very tightly with them. And I think all the merchants feel that we're going to coordinate together. And I'll be out in front of the store lot as well, assessing the situation and letting the chief know. I can get him on the phone directly.
Gotcha.
You know, letting him know what's going on. This guy's great. I've never been happier with the chief right now. He's the right guy at the right time. He's taking it serious. There's no woke in him. I don't know what his politics are, but he's about getting this thing done. And he will use every trick in the book and every tool that he has to do this. And there certainly are tools, you know, that we can use. There's a noise ordinance and there's public nuisance and there's other things that we can have at our disposal that we'll use, because these kids, they'll do and say just about anything. So what they don't understand is they might be able to drink and smoke, but there's some other stuff that they can't do. And
well
that's
put,
the stuff
well
that
put.
We'll go after.
All right. Well, Keith, have a great and safe and prosperous weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon. Oh, by the way, you have a new book out for a good cause. Can you tell us quickly about that? What's the book?
It's called Nothing But Gratitude. After I lost the mayor's race, I wrote a book about my experiences in Ocean City. It's 84 inspirational stories, including a guy that was dying of cancer when I knocked on his door and gave me his testimony. And I got my hands and knees and prayed to the Lord, to help me get through things I was going through, because this guy was dying. I was worried about election. I can say to you very quickly, it was so intense that I suffer from depression. I've never had another episode since. And that's what the book's about, following God's will. Every time I fought God's will, it didn't go well. Every time I took God's will, it did. You lose an election, it's no big deal. God's with you. He's always with you. And that's what the book's about. Nothing but gratitude.
All right, well, bring it with you to Mulligan's on the 21st, Keith. Bring a bunch of books there, please. I'll buy one.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Don.
Thanks,
God bless
Keith.
You for everything you do. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts getting our story out, Don. We really do. We love you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.